1915, in one of the most forgotten wars, is a forgotten battle that should have never taken place. The Battle of New Orleans was as lopsided as they come. The American militia had about 4,000 people. There were Native Americans, pioneers, even women, but all were fighting for the same cause. And the man who led them all was Andrew Jackson, or Old Hickory. Andrew was captured by the British at a young age, shortly after his dad died. He and his brother had been prisoners of British officers. One day, Andrew refused to clean an officer's shoes. The officer took out his sword and slashed Andrew across the face, which left a scar on his face for the rest of his life. His mother planned a prisoner exchange to get her two sons back. Shortly after she got her two sons back, one had died from the mistreatment and smallpox that they got when they were prisoners. Andrew's mom felt bad for the prisoners and often went to help them, but eventually died from a disease. Andrew was only 14 when his whole family had died. That just fueled his need for revenge against the Redcoats. On the other side, you have the British with their 10,000 troops led by General Pakenham. He wanted to quickly stop the momentum of the United States were gaining after their win at Fort McHenry. What seemed to be an easy victory soon turned out to be one of the biggest British military embarrassments. Some of their major mistakes included giving up the element of surprise, not being able to cross the Mississippi River effectively, and forgetting to bring the ladders needed to climb the American ramparts. This left their troops exposed, vulnerable, to be easily defeated by Andrew Jackson's militia. The victory of the Battle of New Orleans increased the morale of the American people. They realized that they would be able to defend themselves from any country that may try to take their land. Andrew Jackson's commanding leadership catapulted him to being the 7th president of the United States of America.